All right. Well, having said that, should we move on to the magnetic letters?
Yes.
Hieronymus Connolly's is a naughty man. Before we string him up, we'll chop off his hands with a chisel and hammer on Cemetery Island. You know how we know he's a naughty man? His arms and legs poking out of the sand. Those who survive tell a tale most foul of heresy, betrayal, and murder. Hoist up the banner of the VOC. The gibbet is built, lots of little blood spilled in the name of this glorious company. The crabs will make short work what the blowflies leave behind on Cemetery Island.
You guys Google Hieronymus Cornelius?
I did. I did that whole rabbit hole.
The whole Wikipedia rabbit hole? That is one scary fucking story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a nightmare. And then I think Wikipedia didn't have an entry for, what is it, Jan Pegram?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did find that in some Australian history website, so I got that too.
That was like the second or the final verse or something, I think he was mentioned.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. This is a pirate shanty, is that right?
Yeah, it's definitely got a shanty sort of sound to it. And one thing I definitely noticed is, like, right at the beginning, like, what I would normally hear as a kick drum sounds like a hammer, like hammering, like, wood, which, you know, makes me think of them building a gallows to hang our man Hieronymus. Spooky.
That's interesting, because I definitely, the first, well, not the first line, but the first stanza, right? Chop off his hands with a chisel and a hammer.
Yep.
Just like, you know, talk about show, don't tell in your lyrics. Wow.
That's what they literally did.
Yeah, that's in Wikipedia too.
Ryan, do you want to summarize the Wikipedia page, or shall I?
Why don't you? Because I didn't actually do that. I just kind of, you know, I mentioned that I found out what that is, and I found out what VOC is and stuff like that, but I didn't
I'll
go
see
into
if I
a
can
lot
make this
there.
Quick, but Hieronymus Cornelius, if I'm pronouncing that right, he led a mutiny when the ship he was on, it was a Dutch East India vessel in like the 1600s. Like this big Dutch merchant ship with like a full crew of like 300 people, including passengers and women and children and, you know, soldiers and the crew and all of that stuff. He was an apothecary on board this ship. So not an officer, but like he had some status as, you know, being a person who sells stuff, I guess, on a merchant ship. And what happened is this merchant ship off the west coast of Australia ran aground on a reef, and the ship broke up, and like a bunch of people drowned when the ship sort of broke up. But most of the 400 survivors made it off the ship into boats and onto nearby islands. And what became clear shortly after they landed on these islands is that there wasn't enough food and water to keep everyone alive for a long time, and a few folks started dropping dead from dehydration. The officers and the captain, around 40 people, they got into one of the surviving boats, and they were like, hey, we're going to go look for water, and they fucked off to Java. Which apparently took about a month in that boat. And they didn't tell anybody. They just took off. They like took some supplies with them, said they were going to go look for water, and took off. And after that happened, Hieronymus became the sort of de facto leader. And he and his henchmen solved the problem of not enough supplies by essentially murdering over 120 of the survivors. And then when the captain returned a month later with a new boat, like from Java, to rescue the survivors, some of them who managed to escape his reign of terror and fled to nearby islands were able to warn the returning captain about Hieronymus. They immediately put him on trial, built some gallows, and he was hanged for mutiny, you know, after they cut off his hands. And I think they also hung some of his hench people. Creepy, creepy story.
Yeah. And then the Jan Pegram was one of his minions who wasn't hanged, but was instead marooned on purpose in Southwest Australia in 1629. And that, that I think they are calling the first sort of incursion of Europeans into Australia. I could be wrong about that, but that's kind of the impression that I got, that that was historic in that the first Europeans in Australia might have been these people who were purposefully marooned in this one, you know, area of Australia. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I might have to go back and reconsider the song. Knowing all that I know now.
You know, and if I didn't, and like, there's like, in the chorus, they talk about the VOC, which is just shorthand for the Dutch East India Company. Like, VOC spells something in Dutch that makes more sense. You know, if I hadn't have like Googled this and read the Wikipedia article, I would have gone, oh, it's a sea shanty, and some of the instruments sound kind of synthy and cheesy, but overall it's pretty good. But yeah, there's a lot more to it than that. I think the magnetic letters here pretty much win on concept, because this was this was a chilling, spooky Wikipedia read.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I mean, we also got to acknowledge that everything except the lead vocal line sounds distractingly fake.
Yeah, a lot of fake.
The fake accordion, the fake drums, the fake high harmony vocal, the fake sounding horns. And
right, yes.
It's still a good sort of buildup of instrumentation, and you know, like in terms of the composition, I like it, because just when I need some variety in the song, it's provided with very interesting modulations and everything. But those, and we've said it before, you know, you folks out there, you have a full week and an unlimited budget. You could get, you know, real horns, a real horn section, hire an accordionist.
Yeah, yeah. Fiverr. You can just
hire
all those people.
You could just call up Ken. His prices are very reasonable. Get a real drummer.
Yeah, his phone number's in the show notes.
Definitely needed more drums, right? Panned out, right? That could have really built in a way that brought the song to a bigger crescendo.
Yeah. You could use a chisel as a percussion.
I mean, it was well arranged. Like, I think they spent a lot of time arranging it and making it, like, all the parts mesh well together. But, yeah. I mean, there's got to be, like, some synth packs you can buy for a few $100 that have better sounding instruments.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just GarageBand has better sounding instruments.
Yeah. But then you have to buy a Mac, which, you know, costs
like
$1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, putting the right reverb on there.
Yeah, but you know, having said all that, again, it was a very enjoyable song, and the subject matter is very interesting. Sure, it's violent and gory, but I like how it's also presented. You know, in this lighthearted, you know, what shall we do with a drunken sailor type celebratory kind of shanty? You know, to have this dark, dark material presented in such a lighthearted way is. I kind of like that, you know, the dichotomy.
Yep.
Right. The four busts in the Haunted Mansion, they're singing four-part harmony.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever evil song they're singing, it sure sounds nice.
And, yeah, it's fun. They're having fun in limbo or hell or whatever. All right, but yeah, this is also, even though I just complained about the instruments, this is one of those that I voted for because I thought it was neat.
Yeah, I also thought it was neat.
Neat. Great.
Neat. What every songwriter wants to hear. Your song is neat. Here's a pat on the head.
Get a better Casio. Next time. Please upgrade your Casio for memes.
Yes.
This may be why we have like 5 listeners.
Because we don't have a thesaurus? Your song was neat. Yeah, congratulations on a full week of work. You get neat. 4 letters. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, let's, are we ready to move on?
Let's move on.